Welcome to the Stabbin' Stylists Podcast. I'm Randa.
And I'm Ashley.
We are just two stylists who love true crime and hair, and we're going to tell you about both.
This is a true crime podcast. These stories may be disturbing to some. Listener discretion is advised.
This is episode
99. Yeah. Wowee, wow, wow, wow. Can you believe? Hey, if you've been here from episode one, what the hell are you doing?
We were actually just sitting here talking about that. That is so weird. Okay, hold on. So this is episode 99.
Yeah.
This is June 2026.
Yeah.
Because the more we keep going with this, somebody could be listening to this in like June 2028 or something and then be like, wow, episode 99. It's like, no, bro, that was 2 years ago.
Two of them.
Yeah. Because we technically started this. Our first episode came out October 10th of 2022. And at the same time.
God, what kind of people were that's we in
exactly
2022?
What I was about to say. It's like, look back at like life in 2022. Not to say like it's bad or anything like that.
Vastly different.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, currently, just so you know, the reason our, maybe by the time this is out, we'll have access again.
This is the end of the month and we're at the beginning.
Somehow Ashley's Facebook and all her linked accounts got hacked. Luckily, I can still like see into some of it, but I can't like get all the way into it.
Yeah. It's a whole story. Not even sure how it happened. Meta isn't even sure how it happened. But I've actually passed this along to multiple people, and I will be doing this from now on. If you have a business account, pay. I'm braiding my hair right now, so sorry if this is crazy sounding. But pay the $19.99 a month for Meta Verified. It is a write-off at the end of the year. You get 24/7 online support. Like, I know. Hey, is it a money grab? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all this is. That's all today's world is. So you might as well do it.
PSA.
Oh, I have something else to say. This is because Christy, my client, asked me about it. No, I am not singing in our intro. That is Randa and Liam Naren. And John Naren is playing the guitar, and those are Leah's real dogs howling in the background.
That is. We're sitting out on our back porch.
Yeah, I have a video of it. I am a behind-the-mic kind of girly. I am a producer. I am an editor. I am a manager. I am all the things, but I am not a singer.
Yep, we were out there sitting on the porch bed,
yeah,
plucking and singing.
But nope. No. That is not me singing.
It's not Ashley. The title of this one is literally WTF is happening with the Murdaugh murders.
Yeah.
So as many of you, I'm sure, have noticed, Alex is getting a new trial. The South Carolina Supreme Court voted unanimously to overturn the double murder verdict of 2023 on the grounds of egregious jury tampering.
Now, I do remember reading about all the jury stuff at the beginning.
If you remember when we did our last update episode, we had talked about there were some stirrings of like they might overturn it, and then but the DA was saying like no, they're not going to overturn it, yada yada yada. Well, they did.
Well, and I mean, that was like a year ago.
Yeah.
Too. So.
And it is because of Miss Rebecca Hill, otherwise known as Becky Hill. She was the county court clerk.
Yeah.
And she is the one who was accused and subsequently pled guilty to like four felonies and received 3 years of probation stemming from this.
I didn't realize that.
She resigned in 2024, and then the verdict wasn't overturned until 2026. Yeah. But she wrote a book. And then during the... So to get Alex's verdict overturned in the murder, they pretty much had to prove like what that Becky did tamper with the jurors. So they had the jurors come in and testify to her jury tampering.
We should maybe explain to people what overturned verdict means, because that's one thing that I learned before I lost my social media when everybody started sending me that.
Yeah.
People don't completely get what that means. People think that this means, oh, he's just out scot-free. He's going to go live life. That's not accurate.
No. Okay.
He will have another trial. Yes.
So you can't, this would not fall under like double jeopardy because it is an overturned verdict.
Double jeopardy is like he goes to trial, he is not convicted, he is let out.
They can't retry him
and want to retry him. They can't. Once you're not guilty, you're not guilty, you're let go.
Now, listen. He's still spending 40 years in prison for the financial crime.
Yeah, that wasn't his only. So, no. I mean, he's not going to go back to his estates and live life. That wasn't his only charge.
Nah. So he's still in for financial crimes. However, it is just the murder of Paul and Maggie that have been overturned as the guilty verdict. Now, that means that we are going to go back to trial for this. And the prosecutor does say that they want to do it as soon as possible, quote unquote. But we all know it's probably not going to happen until at least 2027.
Right.
So I guess Becky was influencing the jurors. She would like make little comments and stuff. And like, she talks about it a lot with the guy that she wrote her book with. Like, and the guy, like, recorded all of it on, like, Zoom calls and stuff. So, they've got a lot of evidence. So,
that's crazy.
But she only got 3 years probation.
But that's still so crazy to write a book telling on yourself.
Like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about?
It's, honestly, it sounds like even though she was just a court clerk, because you've got to think she was a court clerk. So, nothing like this had probably ever happened in your life. So it seems like
The Bradley County court clerks.
Right.
Nicest people you ever meet you up there at that courthouse.
Right.
And of course she was talking all of this.
Right. But it sounds like she tried so hard to make this her thing and like hitch her wagon onto this that it really went
wrong. She really did. Yeah. Yeah, she got a little fame crazy.
Too big for her britches.
She was too big for her britches.
She was the court clerk, so she had a little bit of information. So I'm sure that made her real popular. Yeah. Everybody want to know what Becky
did. Have you watched the Netflix? It's just a little 30-minute like docu. It's called like InstaDocs. Alex Murdaugh Unconvicted.
No, I'm going to write that down.
It's 30 minutes. I recommend you watch it. It has... you even hear from some of the jurors about how this has like affected them, which I find super interesting. Yeah. Well, did you hear about the egg juror lady?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So she goes through the whole damn trial. And then at the end, she is dismissed because apparently she had, there was rumors that she had, like, leaked or had been talking about the case with somebody she was close to or something like that.
I mean, I can't point fingers at her because you know me so well. There is no way I could keep my mouth shut.
No.
No way.
No. Not if it was something like that.
I couldn't keep that to myself.
The girlies need to know.
Literally. So, like, the court clerk girl, that's your job. You shouldn't have done that.
Right.
But as a juror,
right.
I mean, I want to be mad at her.
Y'all picked me. I did. I told you from the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. That's something that makes me, this is probably crazy to say, that's something that makes me kind of sad is I know with the fact that my dad was a police officer, my grandfather was an ATF officer, and the fact that we have this podcast that I will never be picked for a jury.
Mm-mm, never. No. Just on the grounds that we can't shut up.
Literally. So, I mean, Becky was just...
Becky, girl.
She wanted to be popular.
Girl. So, anyway, we'll see what happens with the new trial. Probably, I'm guessing the new trial will not focus as much on, like, the financial crimes and the covering
it up. Yeah, they don't need to.
And the yada, 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 yada. Because he's already in there for those.
So. Is the guy that, the other guy in the whole thing that was supposed to be, like, a cousin?
Oh, yeah. I know.
Is he still kicking?
I don't know.
I was going to say, I've not heard anything.
I would like to hear what is happening with Stephen's murder.
Oh, yeah. That's been the news just a little bit, but it doesn't.
Yeah. So, we shall see.
I don't know. Buster got married.
I'm just going to keep my opinions to myself when it comes to Buster.
Cleveland, Tennessee update.
Yes.
Oh, Craig Liner.
Oh, crazy Craig.
I was picking up groceries, like literally maneuvering my way through the Northside Walmart parking lot, picking up groceries, and Randa texts me, and she said, Craig Liner pled guilty. And I'm like, oh my God, copy and paste, tell me everything. I'm driving, and my Siri is British, so she was like reading all this stuff to me in British. But,
In British.
There's some times that we actually do need to video this like that, like my face during the Murdaugh update. I wish people could have saw just my open slack jaw like stare at you. Craig Liner pled to take the death penalty off of the table. His murder for hire charge has been dropped.
Yeah, because he's not getting out.
Yeah, he spends the rest of his life in prison. There will be no trial for that. I've said since the beginning I knew he was going to do this.
He just wanted to draw it out as long as possible, I think.
Yeah. So, I mean, at least that's over and our tax dollars aren't paying for a trial for him. But, and I'll probably pop a little thing at the end of her episode, but he's in prison for life. And
where he should be.
This will end up being on.
Like, oh, this will be on Dateline. This will be on.
This will be a thing.
48 hours. He shot her in the driveway.
Which, honestly, I listened to like all of his little things. I watched them live on Mix 104.1. Shout out to Mix 104.1 TV on there.
Hey, they have really been keeping us updated.
Yes,
They have followed this closely.
Yes, I love that. And watching those, I heard that video. I did not see that video, but I heard that video. I'm glad people don't have to see that.
Yeah.
I'm glad that won't, there's no way that can be leaked out because that was heinous.
It's a lot.
That was heinous.
She looked that man in the eye and she said his name and he shot her. So, like,
just point blank in the middle of her driveway.
In the middle of the morning.
Mm-hmm. But, like, people don't have nice things to say about him. Like, he did not seem like a nice, joyous person at all.
No.
People, I know people that have been inside that household that knew him from work. Everybody just said he fucking sucked. So, good riddance to him.
Bye.
Yeah.
Don't whistle in the woods at night.
Bye, y'all.